North Korea has canceled its yearly anti-United States demonstration. The Associated Press reports that the event, in which people living in the capital, Pyongyang, wave flags and shout anti-U.S. messages, will not be held. Last year's event reportedly involved 100,000 demonstrators. Officials did not release an official statement about the decision, but AP reporters confirmed Monday that it would not be held. North Korea has reduced anti-U.S. messages over the past several months. North Korean media usually are strongly critical of the U.S., especially around the anniversary date of the beginning of the Korean War. June 25th marks the 68th year since the beginning of the Korean War. Many observances took place in South Korea involving officials, including South Korean President Moon Jae-in. North Korean state media have shown many reports, photographs, and videos of the recent meeting between the country's leader and the U.S. president. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with U.S. President Donald Trump in Singapore on June 12th. The two signed a document calling for, among other things, efforts to remove nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. Also, North and South Korean officials met last week over the issue of families separated by the Korean War. Officials agreed to permit a reunion of 100 separated family members to meet on August 20th to 26th at the Mount Kumgang area in North Korea. However, South Korean media criticized the small number of Koreans included. The Korea Times called on North Korea to pay more attention to humanitarian issues. The Korean Herald said the North should show a more active and forward-looking attitude. Millions of Korean families were forced apart by the division of the country at the end of World War II and the Korean War. The Ministry of Unification says there are now about 56,000 registered separated family members in South Korea. But almost all are over 70 years old, and each year there are fewer survivors. The last inter-Korean family reunion took place in 2015. It involved 200 families from each side. And on Sunday, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said he is hopeful North Korea would soon return the remains of U.S. service members killed during the Korean War. North Korea has already returned the remains of over 200 U.S. soldiers. Mattis is on a trip to Asia in which he will visit Japan, South Korea, and China. I'm Mario Ritter.